The Health Food Question. June 16, 1902. Typed. I must now give to my brethren the instruction that the Lord has given me in regard to the health food question. By many, the health foods are looked upon as of man's devising, but they are of God's originating as a blessing to His people. The health food work is the property of God and is not to be made a financial speculation for personal gain. The light that God has given and will continue to give on the food question is to be to His people today what the manna was to the children of Israel. The manna fell from heaven, and the people were told to gather it and prepare it to be eaten. So in the different countries of the world, light will be given to the Lord's people, and health foods suited to these countries will be prepared. The members of every church are to cultivate the tact and ingenuity that God will give them. The Lord has skill and understanding for all who will use their ability in striving to learn how to combine the productions of the earth so as to make simple, easily prepared, healthful foods, which will take the place of flesh meat, so that people will have no excuse for eating flesh meat. Those who are given a knowledge of how to prepare such foods must use their knowledge unselfishly. They are to help their poor brethren. They are to be producers as well as consumers. It is God's purpose that health foods shall be manufactured in many places. Those who accept the truth are to learn how to prepare these simple foods. It is not the Lord's plan that the poor shall suffer for the necessaries of life. The Lord calls upon His people in the different countries to ask Him for wisdom, and then to use aright the wisdom He gives. We are not to settle down in hopelessness and discouragement. We are to do our best to enlighten others. I am instructed to say that we must not look to any human being for power or experience, depending on them for strength and guidance. Christ says, "Look unto me. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Isaiah 45, verse 22. John 8, verse 12. I speak to those who claim to be children of God. Is it not time that we know the source of our strength and the source of our power? Shall we not, from this time forward, make a record more pleasing to the Lord? Scenes are presented to me that I can find no language to describe. Trials will come that will humble all hearts that are lifted up. Let no one feel that he is safe in following his own way or in making man his trust. The Lord calls for men of experience. Men who will carry responsibilities in His name and in His strength. Men who will receive His grace with a realization of their accountability to impart to others. It has been most distinctly presented to me that as a people we must walk and work as men and women accountable to God. We must depend upon Him, not on human beings, for if we depend on human beings, we shall be brought into bondage. The Word of the Living God is to be our guide. Each one is to realize his dependence upon Him whose he is by creation and by redemption. Read and study the statements made in the 6th chapter of John. Pray for an understanding of these truths. I am alarmed as I see the spiritual weakness of those who have had such great light. Had they walked in this light, they would have been strong in the Lord. But they have not. And those who come into the truth through their efforts look to human beings for wisdom, instead of looking to Jesus Christ, the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 1, verse 9. When those who claim to believe in Christ receive Him by faith, He will be to them their sanctification, their righteousness, and their exceeding great reward. The Lord's agencies, the men of His appointment, are individually to receive wisdom from Him. They greatly dishonor Him when they trust in human devising as assurance. They are to see Him distinctly as their sufficiency, their strength. Are you representing Christ? Have you broken away from the spirit and influence of worldly policy plans and from human devising? Are you eating daily of the bread of life? Pray that those who have been entrusted with the management of the work of God shall not allow worldly plans to gain the preeminence. Let the prayer come from unfeigned lips. Make me to understand the ways of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Psalm 119, verse 27, 11, 160.